Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live. It is the 11th day of November, 2007. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, syndicated transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, across the country on wonderful AM and FM affiliates, who I'm very, very thankful to. You can also listen via the web at Infowars.com and TruthNews.us, one of our news sites, excellent site, TruthNews.us, as well as JonesReport.com. A lot of really important news and information that is of vital import, not just to the planet, but to this country, our constitutional republic. Here's some of the news coming up. High court to look at ban on handguns. There has not been a Supreme Court case in decades on banning guns, whether that can be done or not. That's been done in Chicago, District of Criminals, District of Columbia. It's been done in select cities around the nation. And they are leaning towards banning them, saying, yes, you can ban handguns. Folks, it doesn't matter if the Second Amendment says it is an individual right and shall not be infringed. Doesn't matter what the Federalist Papers say. Doesn't matter if 9 of the 11 justices at many of the state appellate courts or the majority at the Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 are appointed by Republicans. This is the new age of tyranny, just like the White House said we'll spy on American citizens without warrants, without even the blank check warrant of the FISA court. That's just a blank check. Spy all you want for months. Here it is on whoever you want. They don't even do that now. They're codifying that into law. I have an AP article here, Intel official, say goodbye to privacy, and he just says that we're changing the definition. See, that's what they do with torture. They say, well, beating someone to death or electrocuting them to death or drowning them to death isn't torture. And they changed in the White House memorandums to the Pentagon. They said, well, we're not calling it torture. Even if you kill someone under enhanced interrogation. And see, it's all word games, like Bill Clinton saying, depends on what the word is. Your definition of is. It's not torture. Well, yes, torturing someone to death certainly is torture. But they say, no, it's not. We've changed the definition. Well, not having a Fourth Amendment, they say, is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now... they're saying, well, you don't really probably have a Second Amendment. And we're going to go ahead and get rid of that. How's that sound? That's conservative. And, of course, you'll never hear any conservative fake talk show hosts because they're fakes, most of the big ones, ever even broach this. So really, really serious news. You can find out all the details at gunowners.org. We have links over to the McClatchy Tribune, over the Houston Chronicle reporting on this at PrisonPlanet.com as well. Also, there is a new treaty that they're trying to ratify in the Senate. It's passed committee, the Law of the Sea Treaty. It will give UN regulation over guns, and that's actually in the bill. In the treaty ratification, and we have a link to that up on the website. You can actually go read the subsection for yourself. Again, it's all happening right now. You let them take the Fourth Amendment, they're going to take the Second. You let them take any of it, it all falls. You let them regulate churches. I heard some big, huge debate on the station we're broadcasting out of, that we syndicate out of, KLBJ 590. It was a Jeff Ward show, local show. Folks in Texas will know what that is. A very popular program. And I didn't even try to call in. I didn't even attempt to. But I heard these people calling in going, yeah, investigate these bad preachers. You know, they're tax exempt. They're supposed to be charities, and they're rich thugs and criminals, and, you know, these are callers, and they deserve to be regulated, and the IRS needs to shut them down. Of course a lot of those big preachers are sick jokes with $45,000 marble toilets. But that's for the citizens to decide for themselves. Because the greater evil is letting the government come in and regulate religion. Because they're not going to regulate Benny Hinn. They're not going to regulate people like that. They're not going to regulate the people that have 10, you know, jet airplanes and a billion-dollar ministry. They're not going to regulate people who are, you know, on the big government, pro-government, pro-war bandwagon. It's going to be small churches. And by the way, all over this nation, small Baptist churches, small Catholic churches. I've even seen a bunch of articles in Denver and in other areas where they won't let rabbis have teachings at their own home with more than five people. They say, oh, you have to have, you'd be signed up with the IRS. The First Amendment, these are the big ones, the ten. Nothing can overthrow these. Nothing can override these. Not some policy or rule or something a governor says or a president says. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And I just burned for 30 minutes driving listening to it. Now, the host was saying, leave him alone, you know, it's free speech. He kind of got it right. But the callers were, ban him, get him, get him, get him. Okay, see, that's how it works. Road to hell is paved with good intentions. You say, oh, let's get rid of the Fourth Amendment to stop Al-Qaeda. And then they're admittedly using it for every type of activity you can imagine and just randomly listening to people's phones. They've been doing it for 20 years, but now they're admitting it. Or you say, yeah, ban that Benny Hinn because, you know, he's a fake faith healer. Well, you know, that's people's problem. You don't ban casinos just because idiots go in them and dump half their life savings on it. That's freedom. You see, because they're never going to ban the really bad things. It's always going to be, you know, the government deciding what to go after, and it's always been the greatest evil in history. Watch the watchers. Who's going to control the government? Who's going to restrain them? So we don't have a First Amendment when it comes to the first clause of the four clauses in it for churches in this country. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, the prohibiting the free exercise thereof. No law, no control, no nothing. Zero. It's not your jurisdiction. So that'd be like somebody in your county, say it's in Ohio, traveling to a California county, your local sheriff, and arresting people at checkpoints. That's not his jurisdiction. He can't do it. Any more than somebody can get from California can go to that Midwestern or Eastern county, another part of the country, and do that. This is all just logic, ladies and gentlemen. I already got off into just reading one headline, High Court to look at ban on handguns. Oh, heaven help us, please. Please, God, don't let them do this. Man, if the government gets our guns, folks, you're going to – they have been lining up for tyranny like I've never seen. We're already under amazing tyranny. They get the guns. Oh, just get ready. Also, another top bioweapons slash chemical weapons scientist has said she's been threatened to be killed by the U.S. and British government. Top Brussels diplomat been given special protection by the Belgian government. And, of course, Dr. David Kelly, the head of the bioweapons lab in England and the head U.N. inspector, told everybody, yeah, I was told if I don't shove about no WMDs, they're going to kill me. And then the police came up, and they're in London at the park, and there were five guys in black uniforms that ran away. They'd slit his wrist, no blood, he'd already been dead. They'd put three pills in him, they hadn't dissolved. I mean, that means I could be killed out in the field with black ops people around me who just killed me. And the police, if they're told to say it isn't murder, will. But now it's come out in the British news, and now they admit he was murdered. Now they're asking who murdered him. He told all his friends and colleagues. We have the emails. He told his wife and children. I've been told, shut up or I'm dead. See? He knew there were no WMDs. By the way, he hated Iraq. He was a conservative. He wanted the war, but he went over there and said there are no WMDs. So they said, shut up. He said, no. They said, die. See, these are not nice people running our governments. They just declassified last week, BBC. Tony Blair knew there were no WMDs. It wasn't they screwed up and thought there were, and, you know, a pixie told them it was under a toadstool. This, folks, that's not even the big news today, though. That's not, I mean, that is not the big news. And that's not what I'm mainly going to cover, at least in this first hour. More on the Second Amendment and a bunch of big other important issues in the second. But in the first hour, gloom envelops world markets. Financial Times of London. Here's another one. Seven countries considering abandoning the U.S. dollar. Wall Street Journal, falling dollar adds to investor woes. And I got a bunch of other ones here in front of me. And by the way, there's a delayed reaction to currency plunges and inflation, hyper superinflation, in the country it's happening. 6 months to a year before we fully feel it. They are reeling in Europe, but when it hits here, it hits a lot harder. Let me tell you what it's going to mean for you. Okay? The father of Reaganomics told me what it means when I interviewed him earlier this week. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
All right. This is Steve Shank for the Fearless Task Force. We can never have our freedom as long as we are in any way dependent on anything or those who would control us. You will either be ready for emergencies, have safe supplies of enough food, become free of debt, or give your life to those who will control those dependencies to own you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, your God and your loved ones, or those who will feed you to own you and send you to prison as collateral for your loans. We're also here to help you fight the battle against crooks and scam artists who want to get rich selling you useless food supplies and criminally dangerous debt plans. Food supplies and the debt-free program can be contacted at 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, or phone 800-409-5633. Just remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
The preacher man says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
You tell him, Junior. The interest is up.
The interest is up and the stock market's down. And you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Man, that sounds good. It's hard to cut Junior off. Let him roll a little bit.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yeah, depression hits.
Country folks can survive.
Because you can't starve a cell. Can't make us run.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Don't you guys call this the anthem?
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
And why is that?
Country folks can survive.
We got those guns, ladies and gentlemen.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns.
We say grace and we say amen.
We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western States.
And good luck, Supreme Court, with a handgun ban. Show everybody who you are.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
All right, let's get back into the news here.
Country folks can survive.
Let's get into the serious information.
I had a good.
I hope that we just have a hardcore recession. That's on the good side. I mean, I don't like this fiat bubble system, the big central private-owned banks. You know, it is the Federal Reserve here in the U.S., I don't like the fiat system they've built, where they can just issue currency and credit and then repossess homes, get real assets, buy up companies with it. It's a rigged game for them. It's a centrifugal black hole system that mimics free market but isn't. It's a rigged game. But I don't want the fiat system to collapse because we're all tied into it like Siamese twins. Got this wicked twin over here that's the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, and we're all tied into it financially. Even if you're out of debt and got millions of dollars in the bank, we're in for a rough ride. And for the average American, at a higher level than personal debt than at any time in the last 230-plus years of this nation's history, we have a higher debt ratio starting in January of this year, going back 10 months ago, than the previous record in the depths of the Depression in late 1933. Let me explain what's happening. The private central banks have been issuing credit and issuing ones and zeros on their balance sheets to the lower level kind of broker banks that the public thinks of as banks, the little small fish that then go out and loan it to you. 3 months ago, they deliberately, as they did with the Great Depression with margin calls in banking, the big central banks announced they do this, by the way, 2 years ago. I've been warning you. They actually brag how I interviewed the Nobel Prize winner, chief economist, World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz about it. IMF World Bank documents got released, leaked, where they were planning to do this, and I've been freaking out over it. They have to get wealth, because they issue the currency and the credit out of nothing, they have to then blow out economies and have contractions that are consolidation phases. And that's what they're doing right now. This is all by design. Even the Financial Times of London, you think the Wall Street Journal is the financial paper of record. Most papers lie and spin and twist. Wall Street Journal a little less. They'll spin it, but at least a lot of times tell you the truth. But the Financial Times of London said 2 years ago they were going to do this. I interviewed all the experts. They agreed. And then 2 months ago they admitted that the banking collapse was being engineered by the big top dogs. And it's now happening. It's now developing. And literally, I'm saying brace for impact here. So we have Citigroup with over $36 trillion in derivatives and leverage. That's what we publicly know of. We have Chase Manhattan and Citibank with over $80 trillion leveraged. We have Bank of America with over $30 trillion leveraged. I can just keep going on all day. With these B-level, you think they're marquee banks. They're actually the sub front groups for the large private shareholders, the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, which owns the majority of the central banks around the world. And so they're engineering this contraction. But the father of Reaganomics, he's listed by Barron's and by Money and many others as one of the top 10 living economists in the world. He's the father of Reaganomics, ran the Treasury for Ronald Reagan, engineered that boom. He, of course, is a former Wall Street Journal editor, and he writes for syndicated columns, several different syndicates around the country. I interviewed him, and he said things were worse than – he corrected me Thursday when I interviewed him. Trey, sitting in there, produces the show during the week as well. He set him up, and I've had him on probably 30, 40 times over the years. I forget, probably more than 40. And I said, well, is this going to cause a worldwide super recession? He said, well, he says, worse than that, worldwide depression. And I said, how bad? And he said, it could create a barter economy for a time and completely destroy the world financial system. But the problem is I then found other top economists and Nobel Prize winners and people saying the same thing, including Joseph Stiglitz when I interviewed him back in February of this year when he was – was it in February? He was here for the Texas Book Fair at the governor's wife puts on, whatever. I don't know. We interviewed him on camera and on radio. And that's what Joseph Stiglitz – oh, I keep forgetting. I'm about to put out all the extras on PrisonPlanet.tv for the members of Endgame, and I keep forgetting. Rob keeps forgetting. I want to put those Stiglitz interviews out. No one's ever even seen those because I was going to put them in Endgame, and I didn't. I keep forgetting. Yeah, Amanda, give them that. Thank you. Also, Amanda back there doing an excellent job. But you can go up to PrisonPlanet.com and you can read this. Ex-Wall Street Journal editor, dollar collapse will cripple European economy. Former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury says world economy could return to barter system. Because you see, when they cut the value of the dollar by 67%, that was 65 last week. Oh, we're at meteoric plunge right now. If you look at that, you see, then there are too many dollars, over 80 trillion of them floating around that we know of, in the world, and most of them overseas. So when the Chinese and the Saudis and the French and everybody else and the British and the Japanese start dumping them, because they're forced to, they're holding them, and our government has a public policy. They don't brag about it, but it's their public policy. I saw Treasury Secretary Snow before Paulson admit it and almost fell out of my chair in 2003. I'll never forget that. They said a very weak dollar, losing 60% was their policy. They've certainly overdone that now. Then there's not enough places to sink all of those dollars. And so then it wrecks the European economies as well, let me just give you what Dr. Roberts said when we get back. The father of economics and former Wall Street Journal editor Paul Craig Roberts has warned the collapsing dollar will eventually cripple the European economy and may even return the world economy to a barter system as financial chaos ensues. Roberts served as the Secretary of Treasury in the Reagan administration as a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Scripps Hour News Service. Okay, we're going to come back and go over this for you and then take calls. And callers, I really want to talk about this with you. At 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This information couldn't be more important.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called NutriTrala, the time-release alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, If you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is Nutritralite. N-U-T-R-I-T-R-A-L-A. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the Nutrimedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Brian won't help you. You're no good. The old song goes. We're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Ex-Wall Street Journal editor, dollar collapse will cripple European economy. Also father of Reaganomics. Roberts went on to say, speaking on the Alex Jones Show, Roberts cautioned that the loss in value of the dollar is becoming so rapid it's alarming. We've got unimaginable trade deficits, budget deficits, the economy is set in recession, the wars show no end. And he continued to ask how bad the dollar crisis could get. Roberts responded, it can get awfully bad. The trouble is, where can they go? Where can investors go? If China removes the peg and all the surplus dollars drive up the value of the Chinese currency, then given our independence and dependence on China, it's going to drive the prices up here a tremendous amount. Americans don't have any discretionary income left, said Roberts. Yeah, he added that people at Walmart would think that they were in Neiman Marcus. At some point, the foreigners will stop financing our budget and trade deficits. Then we're going to have a massive crisis, the likes of which we've not experienced. If you're totally dependent on imports of manufactured goods and you can't pay for them, what do you do? Asked Roberts, explaining that only recourse would be to print more money, pushing the dollar down even further. Citing the fact that the dollar had lost more than 60% of its value against the euro since 2001, most of that in the last 2 years is accelerating, Roberts said that the flight from the dollar could eventually wreck the European economy because it would cripple their exports. And it goes on, ask how low the dollar could go. Robert said there was a limit because there's simply so many dollars, there's not enough room in other currencies to absorb them. At some point, the flight of investors from the dollar into the euro will cause amazing trouble in Europe. They won't be able to export anything because the prices are driven up so high. Robert said investors will eventually desert the euro as a safe haven from the dollar, and the same process will cause the crisis in Britain as the pound is devalued due to exports being hit. Wages are being frozen, profit margins are shrinking, exports are down, so it's starting to impact on Europe, said Roberts. Roberts warns the potential destruction of the dollar as the world's reserve currency could eventually return us to a system of barter, completely altering the landscape of the economic structure as we know it. Global financial meltdown, sustained depression. If you don't want to search around on prisonplanet.com to find it, and there's footnotes and links to everything that he says there to back it up, just type in ex-Wall Street Journal editor, dollar collapse will cripple European economy, or it's on the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com and news on Focus. That's been out for 3 days now. This was out Friday, or I guess 2.5 days. Let me just put it in layman's terms and boil it down real simple. You've got big private banks owned by a handful of European banking families. This is mainstream info, just the public doesn't know it. And they learned about 300 years ago that they could own local pawn shops. They were called banks, mainly in Germany, and that let's say they had a ton of gold coins that people had deposited there to keep in their vaults, because you want to keep it at your house. They could then loan out scrip, because people wanted like checks or paper money, that they could then go redeem at that bank. And the goldsmiths, as they were called, learned how to loan out. Let's say they had a ton of gold coins, one ton. They would loan out 10 tons of gold coins. That began to be about the number they didn't want to go above, was a 10 times leveraging. And they wouldn't tell anyone they were doing that. It was against the law, but they would do it. Well, these guys just took over England, because if you're allowed to just issue script on real gold assets you don't have and buy real things with that money and buy real assets, it gives you a cheating competitive edge. That'd be like somebody in the Tour de France not being on a 10-speed bike, but being on what's the biggest Japanese motorcycle they make, those ones that go like 250 miles an hour. Yeah, the Hayabusa or something. Can the Federal Reserve and the private banking families buy everything up? You know, they're in the Tour de France racing a motorcycle that goes 240 miles an hour. I mean, who's going to win this race? And then they buy up the newspapers, they buy up the defense contractors, they buy up Big Pharma. And literally, they're waging war against free market. These are monopoly men. They love to control markets, have monopoly over diamonds, have monopoly over oil. Even if there's different interests that own it, they form cartels to create global monopolies. So it's simple. Not only do they get to buy up real assets and buy up real property during the phase when they have all this money, they get to issue in credit, they get to issue to themselves, not just to others. But then when you don't pay, then they get to come consolidate what you've got. So for them, the only people getting hurt is the general population. Doesn't matter if you're worth $100 million or debt and $100,000 in credit cards. When they blow out economies, things get even worse. We have this in the IMF documents. They talk about their formulae for doing it. Then they get to come in and buy up the infrastructure, the roads, the water, the houses, the private, public property, all of it for pennies on the dollar. And then all they've got to do is manage the crisis, blame it on other people, blame it on some little side issue in the economy, have their media put that out, and as long as the public buys it, they're able to do it. That's why Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist of the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner, went public in 2002, and several thousand classified secret documents out of the World Bank and IMF got leaked to the BBC. And there's what we always already knew. What had come out in the congressional record from 1913, what came out in the congressional record from 1929, what came out in other records that they'd engineered this. So they are engineering this right now. You need to understand that, a cow didn't kick over a lantern and burn down St. Louis. You know, I mean, this isn't some accident or some thing of nature. This isn't a cow kicking over a lantern and causing this, though they'll come up with some reason like that that's going to do this. Now, they said 2 years ago in the Financial Times of London, when I started screaming Mayday on air, that the global elite have had debates and discussions at Davos and other places, some of them public, that they've overdone this, that they've so leveraged, because they literally they own the money machines and the issuance of credit. They go wild using it as a weapon to buy everything up they can and then getting everybody else into debt. But the question was, have they overdone it? Will it totally blow out the world economy in this consolidation or shearing phase as they suck your blood? So that is the point that everyone needs to know here. And you know, I had the Dr. Roberts on Thursday. I noticed the Dig comments, a big message board that we linked to, and on our MySpace and a bunch of other places, that people were emailing me going, you idiot, he's a crazy kook. No wonder he's a former editor at the Wall Street Journal. By the way, he retired. He wasn't fired. He's crazy. Dr. Roberts is just saying what all the other financial publications are saying now. I mean, again, the people in this nation, you are in such denial. Or you email me and say, it's good to have devalued currency. That means I can accelerate paying off my debts with a deflated dollar. It just means you have to pay more for everything you buy. It means you have less money. It doesn't mean you don't have to pay those debts. And they go, well, that means our manufacturing will be boosted because now we're like going to be like China or Mexico and be totally poor. No, we've already sent our main factories overseas, and the vast majority of, quote, U.S. companies aren't trading with the U.S. They've moved to China and are producing it there. They're no longer U.S. companies, and every major U.S. company under the sun has left the U.S. or is in the process of leaving the U.S. The analogy is if the CEOs were escaping from the country, they're hanging from the helicopter skids. You know, the helicopters are taking off, kind of like at the fall of Saigon in Vietnam in the mid-70s when they're hanging off the helicopter skids. The public's walking around, you know, telling me how great the Horns did last night. I'm going, okay, yeah, I watched the Horns too. Yes, I did with my family. Back there on the back porch, got a TV out, actually watched it. Just to satisfy my mother and ate Mexican food, we watched it, and I enjoyed it. But I still felt like I should have been on air warning people. And again, I'm not attacking sports, but there was an article here in Italy where a bunch of people got killed yesterday. I'm trying to find it. I had it here. Where a bunch of people got killed over two rival soccer teams, and they had to call the riot police out. You know, the people won't riot over the world economy on the edge of destruction. They don't riot over police state and losing freedom and corrupt wars. You see, they use sports as a vehicle to secrete all of our energies, tribal energies, that should be put out for preserving our liberty. You understand what I'm saying? That's why sports feels so good. It is a facsimile or simulation of warfare. There it is. Rival football fans clash in Italy. Reuters says a football fan was killed during clashes between supporters of rival clubs in Italy on Sunday. Police said the clashes erupted on a motorway restaurant near the Tuscan city of Arezzo. And it went on to say hundreds were injured and police called out and things burning, police cars burning. Oh, yeah, let's go burn police cars and attack police and kill people for no reason. Meanwhile, the New World Order is raping the living daylights out of you. But you care about sports, you don't care about freedom. That's why you'll be slaves. We'll be right back with your calls.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
fit.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's rolling thunder, it's falling rain. It's coming on like a hurricane. White lightning flashing across the sky. We're only young, but we're gonna die. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Real World. I'm Alexander Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. All right, we got loaded phone lines. I'm going to go to your calls. Next hour, I'm going to get into a little clip of Congressman Ron Paul confronting the Fed chair, Mr. Bernanke, a few days ago. And we're going to talk about not just what the global banks and elites are doing to you and the dollar, but what it's going to mean at the bare minimum. So if you have friends and family who don't know what it means to have a debased currency, because Americans have taken it for granted since the Bretton Woods Agreement that we have the world's currency, we're going to explain what it means to lose that coming up in the next hour. Now, I got all these calls here. I got folks in New Jersey, Virginia, Chicago. I got folks calling from South Carolina, Texas, all over. And I want to go to all of you, but the person I'm going to go to first, even though there's all these calls about the economy, and I will get to Colin, David, and others, I get these all the time, literally 50 of them a week or so, and the nightmares only get worse. It says, Corporal Julie, Virginia, Child Protective Services nightmare. And I want to say something. During watching TV, I don't watch a lot of television, so watching it was weird last night. I was watching News 8, local Time Warner. We have a local CNN here, local. And they were, every time I see an Amber Alert for kids, I mean, like 90% of the time I said, oh, Amber Alert coming up, Dad. I said, watch. This will be, they'll tell you they're evil kidnappers for 5 minutes and then mention, by the way, it's their parents. And it'll be CPS. And, yeah, it was like an 11-year-old and 15-year-old kid. They couldn't list anything she'd done bad to them. CPS wanted them. Like two-thirds of the kids they grabbed, they put on psychotropic drugs. They're five times more likely, Fed's own numbers, to abuse children. Oh, go look that up. My point is that this is this federally put-in Amber Alert system. And in the future, if this person's got guns, look for them. You know, flashing billboards, catch the terrorists. They've already done that. And it's just so incredible. I mean, I'm all for catching some bad person, but see, now it's the Amber Alert, and they're going to break in, and an all-points bulletin, and the CPS has got to have them. I happen to know what the CPS was set up for. It was set up by eugenicists. My new film, Endgame, covers that. By the way, I'll be at, was it 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock? I have to pull up the banner. When am I at Waterloo Ice House for 2 hours giving a speech? 7 o'clock coming up this, I'll look it up on the web in a minute. These darn computers in here, they make you every 5 minutes put your passcode in to surf, and I can't, drive me up the wall, man.
My wife does that to our computers, too. It just drives me crazy, but I guess it's good. I can't even get into these computers. I'll find out when that is Tuesday evening and tell you about that for Endgame signing my new film. But enough said. I got to get to the calls. I'll never get to them. Let's talk to Corporal Julie from Virginia, dealing with the Child Kidnapping Services. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Real fast, tell me what's happening.
Well, my husband is an Orange County, California school teacher. I was stationed in Germany. I told him I wanted a divorce. He had kidnapped my children from Germany. And then when I returned to California, he had filed, I returned for court because he had ran to the court trying to dog me for child support and full custody. When I returned to California from Germany, the judge ruled in my favor that I shall have the children and return back to Europe since I have raised them from the time at birth. Instead of giving the children back to me, my husband, who is an Orange County school teacher, Danny E. Witherspoon.
Ma'am, we are not going to give people's names out. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I had to lay her out. I rarely use that. There was some guy cussing years ago on the show. And then I kicked him off for him cussing, and then people put it on the internet, and they said, Alex says he was cussing. He isn't. Alex is lying, because the tape you've got of it is me delaying it out, you buffoons. Side issue. Side issue. I don't even mean to get into that. The point is that I'm not saying you're a liar, ma'am, but I don't know who you are. I don't know who this ex-husband is you're saying mean things about. I can't prove if those are true or not, and I can get sued up one side and down the other. So as crazy as the stuff sounds on the show, everything I talk about is backed up from two or three sources. That's why they let me on national TV, national radio shows, just to go for 2-3 hours and say what I want, because after years they've checked into what I say and found out it's all documented. Now, you can argue all day with my interpretations, but I don't want to jump on you, ma'am. I have thousands of cases I've seen in the years. Here in Austin, dozens. I've been to the court cases to cover it. When I used to be a local guy, just a local guy 10-plus years ago, I have seen them take them from poor families who've done nothing and falsify the reports and admit it. I have helped send CPS workers to prison in Florida and Texas, and it's been in the news. Okay, so I'm talking about those really bad, abusive situations when the state's lying out of control and not in due process. But husbands and wives tattling on each other, using the systems to jerk each other around, even if you hate each other, you really should try to stay together so this type of splitting up and things don't happen. People say, well, who are you to judge? You know, families sometimes have to be split up. And that is the case. But historically, and with the statistics, a child is 3 times more likely in a single-parent home or a divorced home, and in some cases even higher, to end up on drugs, end up committing suicide, end up in prison. And so if you're going to get together and you're going to have children, the culture tells you it's okay to split up and break up. People 50 years ago didn't do that. We were a strong nation. 100 years ago, it was unheard of. Okay? Even if you hate each other, you need to make it work out. Even if it has to be a marriage of convenience. I mean, even if, you know, who knows what goes on. The point is that you don't do that. And I'm not trying to scold you, ma'am, but that's what comes out of this. That's what happens through this. I don't want to get off into family counseling here. I've just read a lot of books on it, talked to a lot of experts, but also just studied history. Take black folks. They had 10% illegitimacy in the 1940s and 50s. They now have 92% national average. That's the Fed's own numbers, 92% illegitimacy. Well, the Feds knew what they were doing. They came in with family planning in the 50s and 60s and said, we'll give you money, black women, to not have a man in the home, and you'll get all these paychecks and welfare if you won't. Well, I know that was eugenics and social welfare. I know welfare system was set up in England over 100 years ago to carry out Malthusian eugenics. I have their own documents. See, it isn't my opinion. I know it was meant to break up black families as a beta test. I have the government documents. I've interviewed the former head of the Department of Education, Charlotte Isherby, head of policy, number 2 there. They wanted, number one, they financed Miss Magazine, the CIA did, even Gloria Steinem admits it, to get women all working, not because they care about women, but so the state can raise the kids more of the day so mama isn't home, so both people have to pay taxes so they can have double taxation systems and control everybody. Well, with black Americans, they just went in and busted up their incredibly successful communities. There were colleges everywhere with blacks becoming doctors and scientists, and black folks were, you know, really doing well on average. Now they have 90%+ illegitimacy from 10% illegitimacy. But by the way, they don't stop there. White families are now split up. Okay? Now it's, what, half illegitimacy in whites? Hispanics haven't totally caved into the evil. They're only at, what, about 20% of legitimacy. Same thing with Asians. I just salute you. I salute the Asians and Hispanics. I salute you. They have not destroyed your family, your familia. It's too strong. You are defeating the New World Order's programming. That's why your communities are becoming so strong. Good job. Don't you ever break that family up for those children. I mean, the only way you do it is if the guy's a complete drug addict criminal. And then you have to, but you better have family who then takes care of you. Yeah, I'm sick of people warehousing their old folks in these nursing homes, and not. And if you're going to put your family in a nursing home because they have to have the care, and I understand that sometimes, you better visit them at least every 2 days. You better live near them. You better bring them lunch. You better sit there and watch TV with them. You better sit there and rub their feet and love on your parents that wiped your butt, that took care of you, you scumbag yuppies. You better do that because you're going to end up in a nursing home getting euthanized in your bed sores, urinating all over yourself, begging for people. And let me tell you, because all these scum yuppies and people that don't visit their parents, it's up to people out there who, if you don't have parents, to go visit these old people in these nursing homes and go visit these people that are disabled in these homes so that you can see how everybody else is living instead of being degenerate yuppies that only care about yourselves. Now you're seeing where I stand socially. And this Christmas, I'm going to be out at two different soup kitchens, and we're going to give more money. I gave it last year. I had to remember to do that, to Meals on Wheels. And I'm going to, not because I'm a goody two-shoes, but because it is what I'm meant to do. Yeah, I am meant to nurture to the community. We are meant to help widows and orphans. We are meant to help people. But we stop doing it and let the state do it. The state is a bunch of predatory criminals. Now, there may be good social workers out there, and there are. But the system and the way it's designed is to abuse and break up families and control people. And it's to get you on welfare, get you in the criminal justice system, get you drugged up. I mean, I have the New Freedom Initiative that Bush passed 3 years ago. One of the heads of the board out of Ohio, was it Iowa? I interviewed him. Went public to mainstream news and said, I've been in the meetings, here are the documents. It is a pure drug company scam to go from 15% of the kids on drugs to over 50%. They know it causes more suicide. They actually like that because then they make more money. Okay? See, they're not your friends. They're not here to help you. Do you understand that? Now, I apologize for not getting your calls. David, Kyle, John, Conchita, and others. They're laughing at me. That's a cool name, Conchita. What are they laughing in the control room? That's the way I said it. I'm goofy. We're going to come back, take your calls on the economy, play this Ron Paul clip, tell you what it really means to the economy that all this is happening. I love liberty. I love freedom. I've studied history. I'm an expert on it, not on acting cool at ball games and painting my face up purple or green. I am here telling you there's a real war on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Call everybody you know and tell them to tune in right now.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.